This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Rapid City Regional Airport is receiving a $700,000 Small Community Air Service Development Grant. Patrick Dame is the executive director of the airport. He says this grant is for a revenue guarantee and for marketing support for potential service from Rapid City to Phoenix. No airlines have committed to flying this route. Dame says the grant is to initiate meetings with carriers, specifically American Airlines. Dame says Phoenix is a great westbound hub, and he says the grant will provide business connections to the West Coast. He says it should be a positive for the city. Dame says the grant might not materialize if they cannot get the route filled. Parts of already drenched southeast South Dakota received more heavy rain on Thursday night. That area was under a severe thunderstorm watch with a few warnings issued during the evening. Sioux Falls meteorologist Mike Gillespie says some locations received nearly 8 inches of rain.
These storms just kept redeveloping over the same area, and so it's a fairly narrow band that had the extreme precipitation, basically from around Burke in Gregory County, up through the Armour, kind of between Armour and Corsica in Douglas County, and then up into Parkston and Dimmick areas. And then that it did extend on up towards, say, Montrose and those areas, into McCook County. Not quite as heavy through there, but that area from Bridgewater, Parkston, Armour, back to Burke, had a narrow area that got that 4 to 8 inches of rain through there.
Gillespie says some township roads in the region are likely flooded after Thursday's storms. He says there could be another chance of storms for the southeast on Sunday, with another possible opportunity for rain at the middle of the week. 6.5 minutes past the hour for STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman, and you're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.